Okay.
Now we're good?
Yes.
We think.
It's hot as hell today.
Got the mic actually plugged in.
Okay.
It's been one of those days, like that video we just watched.
Yeah, it has been. And it's, Monday. Welcome to the Expand Podcast. We're late. We couldn't record last week because you were busy filming.
Traveling. That was exhausting. 2 5 a.m. flights.
Ooh.
In a matter of 48 hours.
Nope. I don't know how you're still walking around.
Me either, to be honest. Me either. I hate traveling. I used to love it. I hate flying, I should say. It's just, you feel gross and like...
Yeah.
You never, like, you don't feel good because you're not really eating, like,
good stuff.
And it's really just, like, hours of just, like, snacks and bull crap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ugh. Hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're back. Because this case is very, very interesting. And the way it was solved is super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the story of Heather Maples. Now, Heather was originally from Texas. She was a Texas transplant to Tennessee.
So is my husband.
And she moved to Murfreesboro. We were just talking about Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm.
In January of 2015, she was planning to go to MTSU. She moved in with one of her friends who she had visited out there before she moved. His name was Chaz. And she got a job at the apartment complex that she was living with Chaz at.
Hmm.
They were just friends, though. At first.
Well, that's how it always goes.
Yep. So she's working at this apartment complex. She's living with Chaz. They became more than friends, obviously. That happens. And a relationship began. But Heather would complain about Chaz, like he was kind of abusive and always yelling. And she even said there was some physical altercations. And ultimately, that's why they broke up.
So, did she have, like, are we going to find out if she has other friends in Murfreesboro? Because that'd be crazy to move that far.
Just one.
What?
Just him.
Oh.
She wanted to go to MTSU, though. That's why she went. Oh. Moved to
Tennessee. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, they broke up. She stayed at the apartment mostly because she worked there, and he just moved out.
Makes sense.
So, in the summer of 2015, Heather was single, social, working where she lived at the apartment complex, and preparing to start her college career. That was all taken away on August 7th when she was found dead in her apartment.
Okay, let's get into it.
It's a crazy case.
So, Heather Nicole Maples was a vivacious
kid. I love that word.
That's a strong word.
Vivacious.
She had blonde hair and bright blue eyes. She grew up in Texas. She loved cheerleading. And she loved her best friend, Jenna Gomez. Why am I thinking of Jenna from Kid Craddock?
What is her last name?
Jenna. I don't know. I follow her.
She's been off for so long.
Yeah, I liked her on there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Clearly didn't take the medicine today. she loved cheerleading, loved her best friend, Jenna Gomez. So when Heather was in seventh grade, her mom had her second child, which was a boy named Ryan. She loved her little brother and was kind of like a second mom to him.
That's a big age gap.
Yes.
Seventh grade to newborn?
Yes, it is. And I think it's always, like, Jade and I have our year apart, and she takes
care of him.
She tries to mother him all, like, constantly. It's a struggle, to be honest.
Yeah, sisters, I think.
So,
sisters do that.
Yeah, so I think being in seventh grade, definitely. And I'm sure she was a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ryan is on the autism spectrum, and Heather was always there to help him learn and grow and, you know, just be supportive. So, he inspired her to go to college and get a degree in psychology, so she could help other people like her brother Ryan.
Yeah. Sweet girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very pretty.
Yes, she is.
Very. The move from Mesquite to Memphis was like a fresh start for Heather. She was, you know, sad to leave her mom and her brother and her best friend, but she felt like this move could be like a fresh start for her, a new chapter in life. She packed up her car with all of her clothes and belongings and her cat, Oliver, and she started the drive to her new home in Tennessee. Chaz was her only friend in Tennessee. She moved there after a visit and fell in love with the town. The two shared a two-bedroom apartment when she moved in. They quickly began a relationship and it burned out, but she stayed because, of course, she had gotten the job at the Cove at Centerpoint Apartments. So Chaz moved out and Heather kept their second story apartment because obviously she worked there and lived there. So
I wonder how they met.
I don't know. I never heard how they met.
I want to know how they met. Maybe a dating app or something, like social media or something.
I don't know. Because she knew him before she came to Tennessee.
Yeah.
So did he live in Tennessee before?
Or Texas?
Or Texas before?
Maybe. Maybe he was from there. Maybe they had mutual friends or social media. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how they met.
Yeah. I wish we could find that out. Mm-hmm. So while living there, I mean, Heather was making tons of friends, dating, working, getting ready to start college. On August 6th, after work, she met up with a friend at Gentleman Jim's, where they ate and drank. He dropped Heather off at her apartment around 2:15 in the morning. And the next morning, around 9:15, Kelsey Price, a friend and coworker at the apartment, called Heather. She was notorious for sleeping in. Me too. And Kelsey kept calling and calling and calling, but she wasn't answering. So Kelsey decided to just walk over to Heather's apartment. Heather never locked her door, and the only key she had, she left in the friend's car the night before. Kelsey knocked and got no answer. She turns the doorknob. The apartment's unlocked. She walked into the messy 22-year-old's apartment, and she didn't hear or see anything. She walked back to Heather's room to try to wake her up. And when yelling her name didn't work, Kelsey tried to shake her awake. Kelsey noticed that Heather was only wearing a top and nothing else. And she thought maybe Heather
tied one on too hard. You like that phrasing?
Yeah.
Because I've done that before.
Yep. Kelsey reaches down to touch Heather's foot and it was dead cold.
Those are her words.
Yeah. Kelsey slowly backs out of the apartment and calls 911. That would be so scary.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, my God.
Because I can imagine myself doing this. Like, my friend, yes. Late for work, she's not answering. I go to her apartment, let myself in. And that?
Yo. Like, I can only imagine it immediately becomes like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
Like, you're just out-of-body. You're just going through the motions. Like, the shock. What?
And why?
Yeah.
So weird.
What, when, where, why, how?
That's what the police want to know. The police didn't think that this was like a robbery or rape gone bad because, you know, she didn't
really have much to like.
Yeah.
Take.
Yeah. They thought she may have known the person that did this to her. The apartment was obviously messy. But what 22-year-old's apartment isn't? What? I'm 29 and my place is a wreck.
Same.
Like, just stuff everywhere, clothes everywhere, shoes everywhere. That's
I feel like role. Especially for like a 22-year-old, that is like 100% what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was, you know, not a lot in the apartment. The door was unlocked, and by the front door there was a basket with some appliances in it. Her kitchen was kind of bare, but she went out a lot, so that was kind of normal. Very few dishes and pots and pans. Her bathroom was small but tidy, with towels hanging on the shower curtain. Heather's bedroom was messy with clothes everywhere, shoes everywhere. She had stuff everywhere. But she had just moved, and so moving into a place and starting a new life is really difficult. So I don't want to shame her messiness because I'm so messy.
No, when I was little, my parents, like, my nickname was Messy Macy.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, I'm just disorganized.
Yeah.
Because my head is disorganized. Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, I feel like when you're 22, like, it can wait, yeah. Whatever. And, like, it's...
I got a party to get to.
Right, like, I gotta just get dressed and go, mm-hmm. You know, just got out of work, gotta get dressed, gotta mm-hmm. put some makeup on and run.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, oh, shoot, I'm late for class, gotta hurry, gotta go.
Yep.
Like, I think it's 100% normal.
Yeah. You could tell she spent a lot of her time in her room because there was a lot of stuff in there. When the police found her, Heather was laying face down in only a t-shirt. She had a hair tie on her left wrist, and her hand in the police photos, you can see, is still grasping the sheets. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's
there was
awful.
Not a lot of blood, which is good, I guess. Yeah, interesting. But there was, you know, some splatter on the walls, and it was obvious she had been raped. There was one bloody fingerprint on the sheet up near the pillows on the right side of her bed. It would be so interesting to learn about how fingerprints come off of clothing like that.
You know, like how you get it off. Yeah. Yeah.
And how could that... That is luck for investigators that 100%. That print was there.
I would imagine it's got to be some sort of technology that kind of, like, takes a picture of it and, like, literally clones it.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, it's there to be tested as well for DNA. But, yeah, that
yeah, luck.
Man. If I won the lottery, I would, like, go to college for so many things. Like, I want to learn so many things. We should see if we could go shadow, like a crime scene investigator person, or like someone who does the analysis.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
That would be really cool.
We should definitely look into
call
that.
Us
if you all know. Yeah. Oh my god, I want to do that so bad.
Or even like a crime scene cleaner.
Yeah.
Like after the fact.
Oh. Ooh. Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
And
then the fact they do that every day is insane to me.
It's like Dexter, like the blood analysis person. Oh yeah. My gosh. Or even a detective. I feel like I could help a detective.
You could help a detective?
Yeah, like if I shadowed him, I feel like I would actually be able to contribute.
I know lots of cops. I just give them a call and say, hey.
I do too, but I feel like...
It's not as...
Yeah, fun. And detectives aren't as like... They like to work alone. You know, for the most part. Besides, like, their partner, obviously. But, okay, here we go again. Macy. So, police knew from the start that finding her killer would be very difficult because she was new to town. You know, not a lot of connections. Maybe a couple people that really, like, know her decently well, but not well, obviously. Just starting college. She was very sociable, which also, like, I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing from an investigating standpoint. Like,
it would be a good thing because you have lots of people to talk to. It would be a bad thing because you have lots of people to talk to.
Yeah, and lots of people to talk to that, like, you maybe don't, that maybe actually don't know what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
That could work.
And then I feel like a new person in town or a new girl, new guy, is, like, it's so easy to, like, for rumors and bull crap because
nobody knows.
Yeah. So the night of the attack, she had been out with one of her guy friends. She was dropped off at her apartment at 2:15 in the morning, and she was found that morning at 9:15. The guy friend gave his fingerprints, and it wasn't a match. Police then turned to Heather's phone and find that she talked to everyone, boyfriends, girlfriends, her mom, her brother back in Texas, literally everybody all the time. Listen.
She's a social butterfly.
Yep.
She likes to talk.
She's probably better at responding to texts than me, obviously.
100, yeah.
So they start going through the list of people that she had recently had contact with, and one by one, police were able to eliminate the suspects. They did find one name, though, that kept kind of popping up here and there, but Heather hadn't, like, talked to him that day. His name is Brandon Bowling, a 25-year-old student at MTSU.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy because I actually have a friend named Brandon Bowling that's not from Tennessee, but he's from, like...
Did he kill someone?
No.
Okay.
He could never. He's from, Northeast area, not Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to send him a picture, though, and be like, hey, man, I'm going to text him. Were you in Murfreesboro?
Yeah.
Between this
state and this state? Not the same guy, because this guy's...
He would freak out. He'd be like, no, why?
Because I just read an article that said Brandon Bowling is convicted of murder and is sitting in prison right now. It only took 1 week after the murder, police were able to gather a fingerprint from Mr. Bowling and match them to the fingerprints on Miss Maple's bed. This is so sick, so trigger warning. He had videoed the entire rape and murder on his cell phone, kept it as a prize, and it wasn't their first time together. He is a serial drugger, raper, beater-upper. Yep. He had tons of videos of himself raping unconscious girls and beating them just for his pleasure. It's disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
They found other videos of Heather, too. What they think happened is he drugged her like he did before and got rough with her, but she woke up and started fighting back. And, you know, when she realized he's filming me right now, like, she flipped out. Well, Brandon Bowling pled guilty to second-degree murder and got 40 years, and pled guilty to aggravated rape and got 15 years. And the judge in this case, Judge Bragg, ruled that the sentence will run concurrently.
So, were you able to find the cause of death?
I believe it was strangulation.
This guy.
Bitch.
Dude. Just all of a sudden angry.
Yeah.
Have you ever been drugged?
I don't think so. I've knowingly taken drugs, but not knowingly.
That's so perfect. Oh my god.
I knowingly did, yeah. You have?
Mm-hmm.
By accident. Well, obviously, by accident.
Yep. Me and my friend in Miami.
Oh god, that's a scary place to get drugged.
What's weird is like, like, it was very terrifying. But, like, I was able to, like, actually, like, fight through it.
Some people can.
But, like, so many big pieces are like, still missing. And, like, my friend, she didn't remember anything. But, like, I specifically remember certain things and, like, how, like, I knew immediately.
Oh, really?
Immediately. Like, I took a drink of we were at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Or a club, and I took a drink, and I looked at her, and I was like, we just got roofied. And I was like, we're leaving right now. And, like, I don't remember how, but I remember, like, walking with her to, and, I mean, it hits, like.
Really?
Like, whatever it was, I don't know if it was, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, quick.
Yeah.
And somehow, I mean, I remember how, but, like, big chunks are gone. Woke up the next morning, we were in our hotel room.
Thank God.
And I had voicemails from the police department. So I had called the police too.
Oh.
And like I called them back and I was like, I remember getting back to our hotel. I don't remember going to our room though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I remember being in the cab or whatever, Uber. This is a long time. I don't even think Uber was a thing then. How old is Uber? Maybe there were Ubers.
Yeah.
This was in 2012, I think. But, yeah, it was terrifying. I remember what the guy looks like.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If I saw him I could describe him. If I saw him tomorrow, I would know that's him.
Yep. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I hate men. They're so gross.
Slimy.
They feel like they're just entitled to whatever they want. They can take whatever they want. Some of them, not all of them.
Yep.
Generalized.
Yep. So, have you seen that thing, like the nail polish that you can wear and stuff? And
then I like the scrunchies.
Yeah, the scrunchies.
You wear a scrunchie and you put it over your cup.
Yep. Cool. There's all kinds of cool stuff out there. We need to maybe link some of those to make sure that people know there are things out there to help you. Because you feel like you're careful.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing, like, I'm big, like, I'm not going to let somebody buy me a drink or make me a drink or bring me a drink. You know what I mean? But it was one of those, like, sitting at the bar and, like, literally taking your eyes off your drink for, like,
for a second.
5 seconds. And it's like,
yeah, there watching you the go. Band and boom.
Yep.
That's crazy. Stay safe out there. Thanks so much for listening to the Expired Podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday. We're a little late today, so sorry about that, but we're getting it. We're gonna get through it. And a new episode will be out next Monday.
I can't believe it's Monday.
I know. We never record on Mondays.
Oh, man. Next week, we're going to have an interesting case, too. So, it's a little different vibes.
Mm-hmm. So, make sure you're following us on all of our social media. It's all linked below.
Leave reviews. Mm-hmm. Let us know how we're doing.
If you like the mic or not.
Yeah.
Let us know.
And, you know, if you're going to be an asshole, at least be a funny one.
And keep your pistol in your pants.
And please take care of each other.
This is the Expired Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Beautiful. Oh, good. I'm a little shorter, so it won't take me as long to...